All right, again, welcome. This is the last session in this class on premarital coaching, and it's maybe the most important thing that you can do. For many years, I didn't do this, and I probably lost a lot of opportunity to do some real ministry by not doing it, and that's the follow-up. As is true in most of life, you can try to teach people things and warn people of things and try to prepare people for things, but often people don't get what you're talking about until they go through experiences, till they experience things themselves, good or bad, and then they're all ears. Now they're open to learn. So, you met with them before the wedding. You tried to prepare them, to show them. But now they're married. Okay, so now they have some real experiences. And so you can deal with them at a whole different level. So I'm going to suggest a couple of follow-ups. The first is the after honeymoon checkup. And that might be a week or 2 or 3 weeks or a month after they get back from their honeymoon. So they've been married now for several weeks, maybe a month or more. And now you're sitting there down with them and saying, well, how's it going? And here's some possible questions that could help you think about that with them. What three things did you enjoy most about your honeymoon? Okay. The food was great. Just getting away was great. Now, listen to whatever it is they have to say. What three things might there be? What things didn't go well as you planned? And it might be logistics things, or it might be, he snores. I didn't know that. And, the first couple of nights I didn't sleep at all. So what went wrong and how did you react? Okay. Did it cause friction between the two of you? You had this problem, you had this conflict, and so one acted like an Eskimo and went and gave the silent treatment. The other one was a lawyer trying to, let's solve this right now. How did it all go? Number three, what, if anything, did you learn about the other person since the wedding? Okay, you dated this person and you got to know this person in the dating context, but now you've been married, you've been living together for several weeks now. What did you learn? What did you learn, good or bad, about this other person? And number four, what are some of the new challenges that you discovered now that you're living together? Okay, and there always are. Let the couple know, look, this is the way it always goes. You don't know what a thing is until you get into it. You stepped into this marriage by faith. You didn't know how it would turn out. It's just like you become a Christian by faith. You don't know how your life is going to go. You're doing it in faith. Well, you do marriage by faith too. So what's the new reality now? What's the new challenges now? Intimacy questions. Oh, okay. Now that the couple is married, you can ask things that probably would have been inappropriate before. Things that are really important. Okay? Number one, these are almost embarrassing a little bit, but power through and just ask these questions. They may be embarrassed at first to talk about them, but after a few questions, they'll warm up to it and there'll be no problem. Number one, after you have sex, how do you feel about the relationship? Number two, what do you really like during foreplay? Now, they may be embarrassed to talk about that in front of you, but the reality is they might be embarrassed to talk about that in front of each other. So you might give them these questions and they can write it down first. And then you can have them share, just the two of them. And then you can come in the room and then ask these questions, depending on how open the couple is. Three, what do I do during sex that you really enjoy? Four, what does it mean to you when I climax? Okay, these are very personal questions. These are the kind of questions that husbands and wives can be married for many years and never ask. And so nothing ever changes. They never really truly understand the other person's experience. Number five, is there anything specific you want us to try sexually? Number six, do you think we're setting a healthy biblical foundation for physical intimacy within the context of marriage for our children? Seven, how can I show you I'm sexually attracted to you? What message do you need? What signs do you need from me? What could we do to improve our sexual intimacy? Number nine, how do I say I'm not in the mood without it coming off like I'm rejecting you? Okay, so that's an issue for a lot of couples. Number 10, very good question. How do we put more fun into our physical connection? Number 11, how often would you like to have sex? You know, people are not the same. Husbands and wives, they're not the same person. They don't have the same needs. And so there's sometimes slowly tension builds up with just this issue right here. And it's something that can be solved if a husband and wife would just sit down and talk about it. Let's talk about who we are, how we're made, what we want, what we don't want. Let's not be afraid of this discussion. Okay, so that's some of the questions you can ask right after the honeymoon. How about 6 months later? Okay, a lot of people have the honeymoon glow, and that can, you know, we just got married, we're just learning things, everything's exciting, everything's new, and that can last for a while. But after 6 months, you start developing, you know, more of a marriage routine. So that's a perfect time to meet again with the couple to sort of reflect back on all the things they learned before they got married. And now let's talk about how things have really worked out. Number one, remember we looked at how we are connected permanently. Okay? So what have you done in the first 6 months of your marriage that has helped you stay connected to Christ? He's the foundation of our permanent connection. Number two, we talked about how we are connected playfully. What common interests have you shared with each other in your new life together? Okay? What things have you tried to do together? How's that going? Number two, what possible shared interests can you pursue going forward? We are connected socially. Okay? Questions. Each of you have your own friends. How's that going? Okay, you had friends before you got married. How are those friendships now, 6 months later? Have you developed good friendships that you can have together? How might you pursue new friendships that you can share with one another? So how's it gone? What can we do going forward? See, notice if you're in the coaching class, you know, if you're interested in being certified as a life coach minister, notice how all these questions are you know, I'm putting it on you. I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just asking the questions that help you focus on your own life and your own solutions. We are connected verbally. All right. What went well in terms of communication? Where do you struggle? Okay, a lot of couples will find that they struggle in certain areas with communication. Why? Because dating is different than marriage. Marriage is every day. And so new, different things start happening. And you know, people are different once they're married. You know, especially for guys. Guys typically, before they're married, are very, you know, guys are usually very focused. They're driven by particular goals. And before they're married, they have the goal of getting married, getting connected, finding a spouse. And they work really hard at that. But once the wedding ceremony is over, they're done with that. You know, that's done. Now they're on to the next goal. I got to make a living. I got to make a name for myself. And a lot of times wives are like, well, hold it. What happened? I married this guy who was attentive to me, brought me gifts, listened to me, liked to walk with me. And all of a sudden I got this guy who likes to work. What happened? And so a lot of things can change once a couple is married. So, okay, well, what are these struggles? How do we talk about these things? Number three. Is there a particular issue that is of concern? Okay? So, you know, something where, you know, someone's really struggling. You know, did I marry the right person? You know, So this might be a time where the coach suggests, well, maybe we should try that pretzel thing. Remember where I listen to you for long enough to understand where you are at, and then you listen to me long enough to understand where I'm at, and then we try to, you know, compromise to figure out how we're going to solve this thing. Let's actually do that. So as a coach, now I'm coaching them through this communication issue that has developed in their marriage. Okay, number five, we looked at how we are connected purposefully, all right, in different areas. How has it gone well in terms of your relationship to each one's family? Okay, a lot of times it's family issues. Okay, you know, you're married, and it's like, all I care about is you. I'm marrying you, not the family. Okay, you think that at the time that you're dating. But once you get married, you'll discover that you're actually married to that person's family. And she is married to your family. And there's complexity in that. It can go well. It cannot go well. Parts of it can go well. Parts of it not. So what's going well? What is not going well? What do we need to address? How as a coach can I help you think and deal with these things? Where has there been areas of tension? How has your marriage relationship been used by God to make a difference in the lives of others? So that was that second area of purpose, you know, purpose in God's kingdom. How have you together been able, you found your purpose in terms of kingdom ministry? What have you done together? What could you do together? How has the balance of work gone? Okay, relationship, building a relationship together requires time, but work requires time, making money requires time. How has that gone? How has the budgeting of money thing gone? Let's look at the money situation. So you delve into that. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe someone's spending all the money, or no one knows where the money is going, or people aren't sticking with the budget, or they don't even have a budget. So, you know, this is an opportunity to sort of deal with it. They now have 6 months of practice. They have 6 months of a track record that you can now look at and go, okay, well, how's that gone? And what changes do we need to make? How can I help you, manage your money better? And this is a problem for many couples. Many couples will have a problem. And here you are 6 months coming in, stepping in to try to help them before things get out of hand. Okay, we looked at how, as a couple, you are connected spiritually. So what do you do with your talking and listening to God? What is your devotional life? Personally, what is your devotional life together? And here you can look at, we did it, and then we didn't do it. We haven't done it in a month. What could you do? How do we get back? How do we make these things a habit? Maybe you tried to do something, but you didn't establish as a habit. So you need to help a couple figure out how to do that. What's your connection to church? A lot of married couples sometimes sort of disengage. We don't know if we could keep going to the same church, or, we found a new place to live and now we need a new church. And couples can get kind of lazy about it. A lot of times Christian couples won't go to church until they have their first child. Then it's like, oh yeah, I guess we got to get our lives back in order. So this is, and that's a bad thing. You don't want that. You want a young couple that gets married, you want them in church. Because it's the church community that can support them and help them succeed in this thing that's hard to do. Marriage is a hard thing to do. You take two opposite people, put them together. It's not an easy thing to do. So how's your connection to church? Let's figure out that together. Okay, how has God showed up in your marriage? Okay, you've been married for 6 months. How is God there? How has He showed up? What's your prayer life been like? What are the things that you struggle with? And then God came in and rest. You want to help the couple see that God is at the center of their marriage. And that when He's at the center of marriage, it makes a huge beneficial difference. Number five, where do you need God to show up in your marriage? Okay, what are you struggling with right now in your marriage where you are asking God to show up? Where should you be asking God to show up? So now you're getting into, something that you may have to now work on. See? So in some ways, doing the pre-marriage counseling helps set you up as a marriage coach now. Okay? Now we have issues of marriage, not issues of pre-marriage, but issues of marriage where I can now as a coach now, I'm your marriage coach, I can help you go forward. Number seven, we're connected physically. Okay? So what physical issues? Are there any questions or issues related to your physical intimacy? Maybe some of those same questions that you asked at the honeymoon checkup are now more applicable because they have 6 months of experience, good, or things that are now frustrating. Number two, you could have the couple do the intimacy questions. Oh, yeah, I just said that. All right. Here's some general questions that you might ask. Is there any area in your marriage that is causing pressure, problems, or concerns? And these are like, if you took the coaching class, you notice these are the coaching questions. I'm just, I'm throwing a broad net out there. Is there any area in your marriage that is causing pressure or problems or concerns? So we put that on the table and we do the coaching thing now. We look at it, we see why it's a problem, and then finally, as a coach, I move them towards, okay, so what do you want to do about it? So remember, you always want a goal. What do we want to do about it? And then, what kind of plan do we want to make to do those things that you want to do about it? And then finally, I want to try to help you manage that plan so that you succeed at doing it. Number two. Is there anything in your marriage where you would like to take things to the next level? So that, remember, that was a coaching question too. There's areas in your life where you have problems and issues and things that are causing struggles that you want to do something about. And then there's other issues in your life that are not necessarily a problem or a frustration, but it's an area where you would like to see things go to another level. Okay, where in your marriage would you like to take things to another level? And now again, you do the coaching thing, just like from the coaching class. So you're segueing yourself from, a pre-marriage kind of thing into the more coaching thing that you learned if you took that class. So this is the end of the sort of the teaching class on the pre-marriage. It's a one-credit class, 12 sessions. Trying to teach the coaching side of premarital, helping a couple that wants to get married. There's a little bit of teaching that you do, and there's a process through questions. You're helping people go through this process. That's what you're doing as a coach. And this is sort of the knowledge part of this class. There's another class associated with this pre-marriage thing, and that's for those of you that want to be certified, have the certified badge, pre-marriage coaching badge. You can just take the classes, just like anything at Christian Leaders Institute. All the classes are free. All the knowledge is free. If you want to be certified, then there's some fees and other assignments that we have you do, and that's in those. So if you want to pursue the certified class, this badge on pre-marriage coaching, then look for that. Otherwise, I thank you for being a part of this, and I hope this makes a difference as you try to make a difference in the lives of people that I want to do this thing that we reflect the very image of God, this thing called getting married. Thanks for being with me.